Well, maybe the prospect of temperatures in the 70s will have you out hiking and biking and otherwise recreating in the Twin Ports. Daniel Fanning is the communications director for the city, and he says that the Western Waterfront Trail, well, he's not the only one, but he says that the Western Waterfront Trail is about to get a much-needed facelift. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
You surprised me by coming in. I'm so glad you did, and it's not just a schmooze on the phone.
I always want to happy to see you.
Well, the sun's out, so you're looking for an excuse to wander around. And well, I sent you actually on a little errand. I'm going to. I said, you know, you have plenty of time now to go out and take a nice photograph of the Western Waterfront Trail for me and send it back so that we can have that photograph to put up on our website.
Will do.
What's going on with the trail?
Well, we are excited to announce that we're going to have a restoration effort for the trail. The Western Waterfront Trail is a little bit of a hidden gem, if you will. For those of us who live out in West, we're familiar with it, and more people are going out there for a variety of reasons. For example, as I was driving here, I was listening to For the Birds on your program, and a lot of people go to that trail specifically for birding because you see a species of birds along the estuary that you don't see in other parts of town.
Okay, so let's back up one step. How do you get there?
So it's along Grand Avenue. It's right behind the Munger Trail, so it's just off of Grand Avenue in Western. It's across from the Lake Superior Zoo,
okay,
and it's on the way to the Indian Point Campground. So it's in between the zoo and the campground, and that's where there's a little parking area there that you can jump on the trail. And the trail wraps around the St. Louis River, goes over to where the Indian Park Campground is, and it kind of connects a couple of the neighborhoods along the St. Louis River.
Nice.
It's a beautiful trail. Over time, of course, it's gotten some erosion issues, and it's long overdue for a little bit of a makeover. So that's exactly what we're doing. And we're excited to announce that this is part of the St. Louis River Corridor restoration. And like what we're trying to do in other places along the St. Louis River, we're really leveraging some of the tourism tax dollars that the city's providing. So the city's kicking in some money. But we were really excited and grateful to receive a legacy grant from the state of Minnesota, which really enabled us to do this work. So it's really a collaborative effort between the state. The Coastal Program grant also kicked in some money. And CN Railroad, who used to actually own a portion of the trail, also kicked in some money. So it's really a collaborative effort. And what we can do is widen the trail. We're going to, in some spots now it's 6-7 feet wide. We're going to make it a good solid 10 feet wide all around. And we're going to change it to some gravel spots now to crush stone all throughout that, which is going to be a lot easier for wheelchairs, strollers, bicyclists, just kind of the non-motorized vehicles and walking trails.
Is it dirt now? I guess I haven't been out there.
It's gravel, but they're just, again, because of the age and just the weather and everything else, there are some erosion. So in some sections, it's more dirt than anything. In some sections, it's more rocks. It's also more narrow in some areas, and that's both just given erosion, but it's also a buckthorn's an issue as well. So that's another.
Ooh, yeah. The buckthorn.
It's always an issue.
Well, then you call Cheryl Scafty, and she's got like buckthorn ninjas, I think, that come out.
That's right.
Or there are roving bands of buckthorn ninjas that in this community that you can get to come out. And
that's exactly what's going to happen again. Yeah, so it's going to be the city working up with community volunteers going out there to both widen the trail, restore it, put down some crushed stone, and to remove the buckthorn. It'll be a couple-month process that we're getting underway here pretty soon. So there will be sections of the trail that will be closed throughout the summer, just so folks know, and there will be signs posted. But when it's all said and done, this trail is going to – it's already a beautiful trail. It's going to be even better.
But folks, are they – is it – English. I'm speaking English. Are folks going to be – are they going to have to stay off the trail altogether all summer long? Or is it just that you get like a really, really short hike and then you have to turn around or you have to start maybe at the other end?
Yeah, the latter. Okay. There's going to be sections of the trails that are closed.
Okay.
Part of it's just given the narrowness of the trail, it would be impossible to pass that. But they'll be well marked by the Parks and Rec Department. But just want to give folks that heads up that there will be that minor inconvenience. But it will be worth it in the end because, again, this trail is gorgeous, and it'll be even more gorgeous when it's said and done. The buckthorn will be removed. And there's also, we're setting ourselves up for the expansion of the trail eventually. We're not quite there yet. But as part of the Western Waterfront Trail restoration, we're looking at possibly even extending the trail into other parts of the neighborhood. So there seems to be a lot of community momentum around that. It's a beautiful trail. More and more people are using it. So to widen it will allow more people on there. And then to extend it will also allow other neighborhoods to connect with it.
So what about the use on the trail? Is it bicycle friendly?
It's non-motorized.
Okay.
It hasn't been, portions of it are not overly bicycle friendly only because of the narrowness of it. So,
You're smacking into people
exactly
who are walking.
Right.
People hate that.
Exactly right. So, yeah. If folks are out there, especially on wheelchairs and strollers, it's just given so narrow, and some of the inconsistencies with the gravel and the pavement. That's really why we're doing what we're doing. There's a number of organized events like 5Ks out there, and that's where you see a little bit more of a bottleneck issue where it's just the trail is so narrow.
And that'll be taken care
exactly
of.
Exactly
right. Now, is there a plan to pave a chunk of this or to like pave half going down the trail and leave the other half gravel?
No, that's a really good question. And the truth is, we're intentionally not paving it. So this trail is actually adjacent to the Munger Trail.
Right.
So if you want a paved trail, there's one right there. So if you want to go faster on your bike, jump on the Munger Trail. It's an excellent trail. The beauty of the Western Waterfront Trail is really even though it's only a few miles out of downtown, you almost feel a little bit isolated. You're kind of in the woods. You're kind of along the river, and you can kind of just, turn the cell phone off and just kind of get lost in nature. And we really want to retain that feel. That's what we've heard from the community. It is surrounded by the trees, and it's along one of the most beautiful river estuaries in the entire country. So we want to retain that natural feel, which is why we're going to go with the crushed rock.
So when is the work going to start?
We're hoping to start. We're going to find out in early June about another grant that will enable us to do even more work on that. So we're going to do some preliminary work probably mid-May, relatively soon, just to start moving some buckthorn, to do more of the simple things, working with community volunteers.
Have you talked with Laura Erickson about who or what you might be disturbing at this time of year?
I know our Parks and Rec department's on top of that, like you wouldn't believe, and they're fantastic at their job.
Well, obviously, the people who enjoy that trail, they would be very cognizant of, maybe this isn't the best time, to disturb this bird or that bird or this foliage or whatever.
No, something that the city certainly prides herself in, is the Parks and Rec department is fantastic about this. We've been working with the community all along, both to secure some of the funding, to get some of the volunteers, but also, to your point, to kind of figure out when best is the time to get started in this. And that's why it will be phased out a little bit, both to allow some events to happen when they have to happen, and also just to make sure it's not too much of a disruption, knowing that there does have to be a little bit of sections being closed. But again, in the long run, that's going to be more than worth it.
Fantastic. Now, since here at KUMD, as we just heard, we've got our brand new website on the brain. Is there going to be a place where folks can check to find out which sections of the trail are closed? And is there a good place for folks to go on the city's website where they can get, they say, hey, I want to volunteer and I want to sign up or find out what the needs are?
Absolutely. Everything you just addressed and a whole lot more is on the city's website now, duluthmn.gov. There's an entire section dedicated to the river corridor. But even beyond that, there's volunteer opportunities. As you mentioned, Cheryl Scafty and others in the Parks Department, they're doing this kind of work throughout the entire city, removing buckthorn and other activities that are necessary to help keep our beautiful parks beautiful. So there's more than enough opportunities to get involved with that. So definitely check out the city's website.
The one thing that did disturb me when we had the conversation with Cheryl about the buckthorn and the volunteers, being asked to help remove some invasive species and clean some areas up, is that they don't have actual ninja outfits. And you can't actually call them and have them all, arrive in a sleek black car and then all tumble out of the car. Uh-huh. Waving their ninja swords.
When I
going
get back to
the
office, I'll bring this up to the mayor immediately.
Would you do that,
yes,
Dan?
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate it. Daniel Fanning is the City of Duluth Communication Director. He's a really good sport, too, and he takes great photographs of the Western Waterfront Trail. He joined us this morning to talk about that project, which is going to be getting underway. Some work may actually begin as soon as a couple of weeks from now. And we'll keep you up to date right here on 103.3 KUMD.